Welcome, everybody. It's episode 105, Two Drunks in a Podcast. And guess what, motherfuckers? I'm not alone.
I'm back.
Brian is here.
It's not like I've been gone anywhere for an episode, so whoop-de-fucking-do. Not that anyone cares.
Yeah.
But
before we even ask questions for each other, like I said, Brian hasn't heard the new intro. I finally made it as
They haven't heard the new intro
exactly,
either.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry for the solo show. I'll explain that later. And for not having an intro, but here we go. And you could tell me what you think afterwards.
Don't you want to kind of talk it up before you do it? Like, tell us how you worked 3 hours on it and all that shit?
I worked 3 hours on it when I got off work today.
Is that all you want to say?
I almost missed going to the liquor store because I was working on it.
That's dedication. All right, so here it is.
Last thing.
Yes.
Think back, I'm not using horror, but for the music from the same band, the Sea Jacks.
Okay.
Who did the... But it's a whole lot different. Let's rock.
All right, here it is.
Hey, you bunch of fucking drunk.
I wish all the drunks I dealt with were as much fun as you. The ones I deal with are assholes.
Hello, my name is Pierre.
I peed a little bit in my pants. I laughed so hard.
Too drunk.
Man, that's pretty cool, dude. I like the speed of it. It makes me think I'm watching Blade or something.
Yeah, I know you wanted more guitar and heavy.
No, it's cool, man.
This is still experimental, quote-unquote, music.
I like it. I think it's cool. I think it gets an applause.
Awesome. I give myself an applause while I take a shot.
It even gets a Lucas seal of approval, a fuck your butthole.
Fuck your buttholes.
Or fuck your buttholes. Sorry. Plural form of butthole.
Your butthole.
Buttholes. Fuck your buttholes. All right, so it's episode
yeah, buttholes.
105. We have a little bit of listener feedback.
Yep.
A little bit of sports.
Yep.
A little bit of bullshit.
Yep.
And a whole lot of nothing.
Precisely.
We have new listeners.
Yes.
We have some that haven't written in, but I know that they've decided to download our show and listen.
Yes.
So welcome to you. We're not going to say your name, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
You fuck with animals, cut them apart. We don't need to say your name. You know who you are out there.
Yeah.
You're listening right now.
Did he assist in the...
You're probably shocking animals right now as you listen to this.
Nice.
You might be. Or you might be watching them fuck, because that's something else you do. So now I know you don't want me to say your name, because I'm talking about you watching animals fuck.
Okay, well, I guess we will keep that
kind of private. One wants people to know that, you know, you watch animals fuck. If I were watching animals fuck, I wouldn't want people to know that I was watching animals fuck.
No, you
How
just
many times do you think I've said,
fuck 'em up.
Watching animals fuck in the last 2 seconds?
Well, you know.
13 times? I don't know. 13.
It's a magic
Hey,
number.
Speaking of 13, made me think of Halloween. We didn't do a Halloween episode. We feel like a... Trust me, all right? We feel like dicks, too, that we didn't get it done. But you know what? If you guys really want someone to blame, I mean, because, you know, we're drunk, so we're going to put the blame on someone else.
Of course.
Blame Dank. Dr. fucking Dank.
Yeah.
He was supposed to have it set up for us, and he was off in Norfolk.
Oh. He was at Norfolk on Halloween.
No, he's been in Norfolk for, like, weeks.
Really?
So that's why he's fucked us the whole October.
That little
That's why he wasn't around. Well, I mean, he was doing it for his job, so. But that is why we will promise to make it up to you guys.
We are
going
to
make it up. We're going to bring Halloween sooner than you think. A lot
or
sooner
later
than
you think.
Who
knows when we're going to do it?
I don't know what he's talking about.
But I tell you this, we will not prep it.
Hey, but for a person that's coming up, they did mention this, so I'm going to put it back in their head now.
See
ridiculous shop. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to stop it for a second. And if there's actually anyone out there that really goes along with the whole point of the taking a shot, and they're actually drinking out there.
Yeah.
I commend you. Because you're actually doing
it. Well, not really, because you know what? We don't really play it that much.
Okay, here. This is for that one guy out there. Okay. Shot. You done? You took the shot? Okay, now I'm starting it again. Look, now you probably missed that shot, because you probably still got the earbuds in, and you're like, are they talking to me? I mean, I follow through. I take a shot when they play that. Precisely. Yes, dude, we're talking to you, because there's no one else out there. Yeah. We're talking to you. A little kid out there in England, because I know that's who you are. I see you on Podomatic.
Yeah.
I can't remember what street you live on, but I know. Cobblestone fucker, whatever it is. I don't know. You're out there somewhere, buddy. That's for you. And
feel like taking a shot.
No, I'm gonna. This is our way of being green.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, making the polar caps melt even more by restarting this whole thing, I'm just gonna pause it and let the second part of the hook count as a third shot. See?
Very nice.
Then I'm not polluting the air.
Yes. Feel like polluting the air with pus.
Dude,
stop polluting the air with pus.
I'm telling you, every time I open my refrigerator and I don't already know what I want, I feel like I am killing polar bears.
You are.
I am so fucking sick of these people convincing me that I'm killing everything by, you know, scratching my nuts and opening the refrigerator. They're like, don't scratch your nuts. It releases, you know, CO2 into the air and it creates whatever. Fucking polar ice caps melt and Al Gore gets pissed off. I don't know.
Well, of course Al Gore's going to get pissed off. He already created the fucking internet.
Dude.
And then there's the people who don't agree with what Al Gore says, so they go on Al Gore's invention to talk shit on Al Gore.
Yes, but this whole green thing has gone too far.
I agree.
NBC has done it all week. All right, it started with watching the football game, and every time I wanted to watch the highlights, I had to watch them all sitting around like the Gregorian monks with candles. They turn the power off for 15 minutes. What the fuck do you think you're accomplishing?
Nothing.
You know what? Making a list before you open the refrigerator of everything you need to grab out, it's fucking stupid. Hold it open, sit there, scratch your fucking head, and think about what the fuck you want. Think it through.
Yes.
Take your time.
I agree.
Don't worry about these green, hippie, sons-of-bitch, tree-hugging motherfuckers.
Wait. Hey, Brian?
What?
I just thought of something.
What?
Why are we doing the show tonight? Aren't we supposed to be on strike? I mean, kind of. We kind
our
of
podcast on
material.
Strike. The writers are on strike.
Yes.
You know what? No, that just opens opportunity for us. Let's go get a fucking job now.
That's right? True.
You know what? Those whiny bitches are just like, I need some more money for this and that. Bitch, we don't get paid.
Yeah.
Right? We've done more episodes here. Than most shows last on HBO, all right?
Exactly.
Except The Sopranos, so fuck you, okay?
Yeah.
So eat this, fucking Arliss, you son of a bitch. We've already had more airtime.
Arliss is a good show.
No,
wait,
we've had...
No, Dream a Little Dream over Arliss.
Okay.
Because Dream a Little Dream did start... It was the show before Arliss.
Yeah.
But I liked them both, but definitely Dream a Little Dream over Arliss.
Dude, we have put Arliss to shame with our airtime compared to his. Okay. We probably had more airtime in our first episode than Arliss had in his entire career fucking show. Fuck you, Arliss. And I know he's listening out there.
Yes.
He's sobbing in his bottle and he's like, it's
that Michael Richards
so
looking wannabe.
It's so true.
You're just waiting for
for
Arliss to just slide in and go.
Hey, this is for the British kid again.
What?
Oh, sorry. I do have to restart.
Okay, cool.
One polar bear. Whoop-de-doo.
Feel like taking a shot.
All right.
Nope, I'm getting another
one
out of it. I'm getting another one out of
it. Feel like taking a shot.
God damn it. Oh, it's going to be one of those shows, is it?
Where you turn Irish?
Ah, yes.
Is that what's happened? Hey.
I've gone Irish.
I think you have. You're scaring the piss out of me, man.
That's right.
I know you do. I know you do.
You know what it makes me want to do, Brian?
Hey, we're going to be back.
It
we're
makes
go on
me
break.
Want to.
Fuck you. Fuck.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm sorry.
Something.
I apologize. Lucas? I apologize because no. I missed out a word. It makes me want to say.
Fuckity fuck.
And that was prominent on my show.
It sounds like,
show. One drunk and a lovely guy in a basement.
It sounds like a space station announcer. Yeah. Like announcing that a space shuttle is about to take off. All right, so we're going to go smoke
five,
a cigarette.
4, 3, 2. Fuckity fuck 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 fuck.
Hey, you know what? Let's recite your alphabet. I want to hear your alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, O, M, O, P, U, R, S, T, U, V, W, X.
Hey, stop. There's nothing that rhymes with next. I'm sorry. Fuck you, X-ray and the X-ray men. Fuck you, sperm donor. X, Y, and Z.
We'll be right back.
What are you looking for? Oh, your paper.
We're back, fuckers.
Yeah, fuckers.
Yeah, fuckers. We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah. Let's do some email.
Yes.
Actually, this is from a new listener.
Well, or should the subject say new fan?
New fan.
Not a new listener.
New He's fan, sorry.
Brian! We have our first actual imprint fan.
New fan, exactly.
Dusty, he's just a listener until he says,
nah,
I'm a fan.
Nah, Dusty's a
I kid.
All right, so you go ahead and you do. We'll do paragraph for paragraph.
Dear Two Drunks.
That's not a paragraph, Lucas. It's an opening, you retard.
That's just an intro.
That is definitely not a paragraph, you
I discovered
fucker.
Your show thanks to the April Fool's episode on Real Horror Podcast Show, of which I'm a huge fan of.
As we are. Cool.
Exactly. Awesome. I have to say that particular episode was very funny, as was the Two Mics version of your show.
Theirs was funnier.
I agree, even though... Arissa and them,
I still think there's
Mike, Arissa, you're all
funnier.
Nuts. Yours was much funnier. And made me want to hear more. Since then, I've been a regular listener.
I wanted to commend you guys on this year's Halloween shows. You see, I'm a big lover of Halloween and consider it a very special time of year. The shows that you created in honor of this holiday were great, and I have to give you props for putting so much thought into them. No other podcast, including Real Horror, made this holiday as special as you guys did. It is a shame that there was no actual Halloween episode, but the shows leading up to it led up to it more than made up for the loss. Excuse me, sorry.
In short, I was very impressed. Thank you both for your hard work. It really paid off, and I very much look forward to the next year's Halloween special. Frey.
P.S. Damn you guys for getting Dr. Puss's Feel Like Taking a Shot stuck in my head. It's great.
Feel like taking a shot.
No, thank you, Frey. And actually,
feel like taking a shot.
A lot of the hard work that was put into our Halloween episodes was the horror queen who put that shit together for us.
Yes,
so.
I agree. But here's what I also have to say to Frey. Thank you very much. I've already... And you know what? This is the first time I've done this before, like the show, going through and finding emails and actually responding.
Did you respond?
Yes, did respond. If you want to go search it and find it, you can.
Fine. We don't have to read what you wrote back.
Basically, I thanked him very much for listening. Thank you, because we know you're all out there, but not a lot of people email in.
699 of you, actually.
Yes.
Or 700 somehow.
No, only 700 subscribers. We're not talking about the people who just download it, you know.
Yeah, we're talking about subscribers.
Yeah. So we know you're out there, and I'm gonna plug it later about voting, so I'm not going to talk about it now. But, yes, we definitely appreciate your email, Frey. And
we will bring you Halloween.
Hold on one
sooner
second.
than you think to make up for us fucking up
shows leading up
the Halloween episode.
There's something I wanted.
And we're going to bring you a, not a Halloween episode, but we're going to put a nice dark spin on
it Christmas. Will be a Halloween episode.
But no, we're going to bring you Halloween soon, the Halloween episode, a lot sooner than you think,
yes.
Once we get through Christmas.
Well, this is a guy I told.
Yeah, okay.
That I was, at least, I was planning.
No, we're going to do it. Who knows when.
But eventually, we will fulfill the Halloween promise.
Just let us get through Turkey Day and the Christmas episodes.
Because trust me, I know, Sir, Mr. Frey, I agree. Halloween is kind of a very special Halloween.
It's a special Halloween.
Halloween is a special Halloween. Halloween is a special holiday to me and Brian and the Horror Queen, I believe.
Yes.
And I think we feel the same, us and you. However, even though I didn't do anything on Halloween, except...
You showed up, Lucas. That's what matters, man.
No, I'm saying, except give more credit, like I told you before we went on the air, more credit to Michael Myers.
Yes, because he said that.
Because I finally... And listen... Before I'd done this, I'd probably seen 3 Halloween movies, and not all of them all the way through. Yeah, I agree, boo me, and
They're
I'll take
booing.
A shot after I finish my point for
Sounds
that
good.
Boo. I like the groan.
They're groaning at you taking another shot, Lucas.
But on Halloween, I spent my whole entire Halloween sipping a little bit of Bacardi. Not really getting drunk, but really just paying attention to the magic box in front of me. Monsters HD showing me every single Halloween movie except for H2O. And thank you for not showing me H2O. I have not seen it.
But they showed you Resurrection?
Yeah.
That's gay. They should have showed you H2O
and
not Resurrection.
No, I know, but I do feel kind of uncomfortable seeing Busta Rhymes popping up.
Yeah, and kicking Michael's ass, that's too much.
Way too fucking much. Even Jamie Lee Curtis coming back after all that time. Fuck that. She's done. She's out of the story. Even though technically she's still in the story. Going through the other episodes. But that girl in 3 and 4, or is it 4 and 5?
3 and 4.
Four
and five that was in
Full House and Boy Meets World and all these other little made for TV.
Or was in the new Halloween.
She wasn't in there.
Yes, she was. Danielle Harris was the chick in Halloween.
What chick? Which chick?
She's the one that laid out in front of her cop daddy with her titties all bloodied up.
That wasn't her.
Yes, it is. Danielle Harris. Yes, it was, Lucas.
Hey.
As much as the Horror Queen made this big point about that.
I do have to say this, Brian. You don't have to go through the process. I know that you are 100. You don't have to prove it.
I want to see what episode she was on of whatchamacallit, though, because you're right. She was on all those
TV
shows.
She was on the cigarette smoking episode of Full House, and then she became, not DJ, but who's the other girl?
Yeah, she's in all kinds of new stuff. Yeah, she was Annie Brackett, Sheriff Brackett's daughter.
Wow.
And Halloween. See her? Now?
Oh my god. Dude, you know what?
What?
You know why I didn't recognize her?
Why?
You know what? Okay. We have the Halloween when she's really young. Then we have the...
You see who
else
she was?
Full House. Hold on. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Did you watch Urban Legend?
I haven't.
She's the goth chick that gets murdered in the room.
You don't have to describe that. Is Urban Legend worth watching?
No.
Okay. Then I won't watch.
She was the daughter. You remember she was Bruce Willis's daughter in The Last Boy Scout with the really foul mouth?
That I do remember.
Yes.
No, I mean, I remember a lot of some...
There she is, Jamie Lloyd.
Yeah. And I have this one on DVD.
Oh, yeah, you have In Living Color.
I know that.
And there's the Roseanne, the Boy Meets World.
Oh, shit. I forgot about the Roseanne.
Yeah.
Was she trying... Wait.
She did.
She wasn't dating DJ. No, she was Becky.
She must have been friends with she was friends not with Becky, Becky. Not Becky.
Not she wasn't friends with Darlene.
Really? Then it had to have been Becky.
No, it was one Darlene. Of two things. She was either friends with Becky or dating either Mark in between Becky and Mark's fucked upness.
Oh no, then she was dating whatchamacallit.
It wasn't DJ.
No, not DJ, what's the guy that does the comic books with Darlene?
Yeah.
David.
See, that's what I'm
David.
Saying.
She was probably dating David.
Him?
Listen to us discussing Mark.
Yes,
Roseanne.
David. Thank you. Hey, and if anybody out there that's listening, or hey, even our people in, I know we have people in Asia.
Yes.
We have three different locations in Asia. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Or goodnight. Yonesminesai.
Goodness,
I don't think we have
aside.
Any Japanese people, but that was for the Japanese people,
awesome.
If there are any out there.
And for the Germans, Dusty, I know you've gotten a couple of them onto our show.
Hey,
thank you.
Hitler! Oh, wait,
well,
shit,
I was just
I'm
gonna
sorry,
say,
that's not German.
Nine!
Nine!
Wait, just, no!
What do they say in Wolfenstein? My Leben!
Yes. No, you're thinking about...
that's Wolfenstein!
Is that, I thought you were thinking about... No. That same kind of sound that Mein Leben that you just did, Freund Leben from Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, no, but they do.
It was on one of the like major punches that like Ken did, like Freund Leben.
Now when you
shoot
them on Wolfenstein,
it's a bunch of Nazis. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that was where you hit MLI, and that was the code. You got all the
I used
whatever.
To play fucking Wolfenstein on my Tandy.
Yeah, no shit, man. Fucking Wolfenstein. What the fuck? So,
but yeah, that chick is awesome.
Yeah, she is pretty awesome.
She is a really good fucking actress.
No,
and
she really is.
A lot of different shit.
You know why she stopped doing shit for a while?
What?
She had a stalker.
Wait.
That's right. You knew about
that's
that.
That's why I went, oh, that's so funny. When you showed me that image.
Yeah.
Because that's the last place I've seen her. Have you seen that? It
on
was
the teens.
It's VH1.
It's Teen Stars, whatever. No, that's what.
And
that's
she's
what they
walking
about.
Around with her dog, and
in the park, and they're
the
talking about her.
The
being...
guy came up and tried, not really mug her, but she knocked her down.
Yes. Hey, speaking of crazy people like that,
yeah.
Conan O'Brien, you hear he's got his stalker, the priest. What
I
the
did
fuck?
Hear about that.
Hey, but even worse
but
than
did
that,
did you hear about?
It's a little more home. What about your stalker, Lucas? You've got yourself an Xbox stalker, man.
Fuck you. Art of Ruin. Art of Ruin. Mr. Hey, I've won in the dojo. Fuck you, you silly
yeah,
cunt.
Yeah, because Dusty fucked everybody
and you
up.
Know what's funny about this?
What?
Which, I can say anything. Your mother's a hairy bitch who sucks on my cock while she sticks an, I don't know.
A hot dog in her ass.
Yeah, I was thinking sticking something in her ass, but maybe a tree. I don't know, something just pink.
Ooh, no, tree's cooler than a hot dog.
Okay.
Tree in her ass.
A tree in her ass. Because here's the thing, he doesn't listen, and I hate that about him, and that's also one of the many reasons, other than the fact that he's an annoying little asshole from New York who has less friends than I do, a little fucker from Madison County, sitting here in his little basement going, can't wait till Friday.
We're podcasting.
Get to do my show. Yeah.
It's better than sitting around on Xbox 360 Live or whatever and... Lucas, are you there? Lucas?
Exactly.
Lucas?
Hey, Art, if you're... Oh, I'm sorry. I won't even put out the question. I'll just say, you're not listening, but here's the deal. You know what I've actually been playing instead of getting old Gears of War or any game that
He's
that
cocksucker...
He's
playing Kill
Bull-
Art of Ruin.
No! You know what I'm playing? Zuma!
Hey, Zuma fucking rocks.
Dude,
Don't
I
talk
agree.
About Zuma.
I agree.
You know that game kicks ass, Lucas.
Fuck yeah, but I'm still trying to get through the last... Adventure level.
What the fuck is the adventure level?
Oh, the adventure levels when you, it's 9 different level. Oh, I'm sorry, 12 different levels, and each level has 7.
Hey, let's put some
stages.
Of your music in the background.
Okay.
Remember this shit, Lucas? Did you know this? I had this shit you used to make on Mixman.
Dude, that's awesome. Let it roll, man. Hey, guess
why don't
what?
You actually like?
Dude, I love it.
Why don't you lay into some rhymes for us?
Alright. I've got to buy Mixman again. Not Mixman, but this one. Yeah. skip it, skip it, skip it. Hit it.
This is why you never became a rapper, Lucas.
Because I... No, you can play
back,
that, but
let's
I
go back
go...
to what you... There.
Fuck 'em, 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 fuck 'em.
Sorry,
fuck
'em, pause.
Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em,
fuck those motherfuckers.
You're slowing
fuck
down tonight,
Eminem,
man.
Fuck Eminem and Buckhead Rock, because all of those motherfuckers can suck my cock. And, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Well, if you want, you can always bring up Angel Fire.
Hey, do you think the governor is going to kill that 10-year-old for starting those fires?
I do have to say this.
Hey.
Well, go ahead.
Do you think he's going to kill that kid?
Which kid?
The 10-year-old that started some of the fires.
Started the fires?
Well, started one of the fires or whatever. Yeah, it was a 10-year-old kid.
Kid started the fires. Then Arnold heard it. Now he's gonna kill that motherfucker.
It's not a drug. It's a leaf. That's what he said.
It's that, not a tumor.
They were talking. Yeah, they were talking to him about pot, and he's like, you know, because he used to smoke dope in some of his old videos or whatever, and he's like,
yeah.
It's not a drug.
No,
it's a leaf.
Actually, and this isn't for the show, which we do not speak. They did mention one funny thing about Arnold.
What?
Back in his, you know, when he was just building. Doing the muscle building thing and doing
yeah, let's go back to one of your songs while you do this.
When he had, and, okay, that's cool. When he had interviews, they would always ask him, "All right, you've done movies, you've produced movies, you've acted, you've done all these things like marketing, promotions, and all this. Why don't you write a movie?" You know what his response was?
What?
I can't.
I mean, could you imagine what the script would sound like? I don't even want to think about it.
Bah. Sorry, Mike, ripping you off with the bah.
Dude, I was watching Terminator 2 the other day, and it's like, he doesn't even say a line until like 15 minutes of the movie, man. I'm going to need your pants, your jacket. Your glasses and your motorcycle. Yeah. I mean, whatever he says, that motherfucker, he harasses him about something. I don't fucking
Dude,
know.
Do you have the whole CD?
No, I don't have your whole CD of shit.
Oh.
I'm sorry. So.
I mean, that's. I just think the musical music just playing in the background.
You were just loving it, weren't you, Lucas?
I was, because I wasn't expecting it, sir.
You weren't expecting it. I know. Of course not. Why would you be expecting that?
I would not be expecting that.
No, we've already figured out that you would not be expecting that.
I know, but I'm just telling you that I wouldn't.
But we know this.
I agree. Oh, okay. One thing I do want to get into before we go into any other, like, emails or anything. Episode 104.
Yeah.
I apologize, everybody. I really do want to apologize. And you know what's sad? They downloaded that one more than they did the last two. The last two Halloween episodes. And that's bad. When you see Solo Show, that's not something saying, "Hey, look, there's something fresh, something new, something creative. Look, hey, one of them are going to try to do it without somebody else to bounce ideas off of." And guess what? I listened to it before I put it up, even though I did not edit it whatsoever, because everything that's on that show, that the Solo Show, is literally going on live. I took only one break during it, and wish I took many more, because it sucked, in my
Whatever,
opinion.
Shut the fuck up.
No!
Quit being a whiny
baby.
I'm not
talking about, what I talked about, it may have been cool, it may have been funny, but the only thing that truly sucked ass in my Solo Show was my energy. And you already know
Lucas,
why.
Lucas, don't be such a whiny bitch.
It was at 2:18 p.m. 2:18
in the afternoon. That is your... I can't
believe
I
know.
You did
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
You're fucking crazy.
I agree.
Hey.
Let's read the comment first.
Here's a comment from Podomatic.
Hey, paragraph for paragraph.
All right. Hey, wad
wait,
up
wait, wait.
Your...
Paragraph for paragraph. My shout out. Or should I say line for line? Here
okay,
we go.
Okay, from 54321.
Post it. Fry, Nav, 09/09:17:11-0800 space 2007.
Hey, wad up your shit is fucking funny. I really enjoy it. It'd be...
No,
hold
no.
on, let me try
Complete
it
again. Complete your line, and then I want to give out his email.
Hold on. Let me try to go through it again.
Okay.
Hey, wad up your shit is fucking funny.
Hey, wad up your shit. It's fucking funny.
Oh, I get it now. See, yeah. I'm just not down with that new lingo. It's like, what up?
Yeah, exactly.
See, but we put like...
I don't know. I can speak the what up. Speak some kind. No, I can type it. I can't speak it.
Wad.
But you don't spell what up that way.
Hey, wad up your shit is fucking funny. I really enjoy it. Hit me back up at Alex.
Wait, underscore
BR2 at hotmail.com.
Dude, you stole my line.
Dude, you need to write us back. Or no, you need to
I've
call.
I've already wrote
no,
it
no,
back.
No. You need to call the show
dude,
and do a
no,
voice
no,
verification. I smell bullshit. I think this is the other Alex.
I agree
as Lucas
that,
calls
no.
Internet
Wait,
Alex.
Stop, I agree that he should write back. But here's two things.
Do you agree?
Two things I have to say. One, you stole my line.
Two, you're fucking gay.
Wait, first thing, you stole my line. I'm supposed to give out his email address, okay?
Yeah, it was a line, okay? Yeah, you stole it. Yeah,
but
you're
that's
gay.
Okay.
Okay.
I wrote him back,
uh-huh.
And then... I wrote him back. The email that I wrote him,
yeah,
was as if I was still doing the emails at the company I work at. Going, thank you, dear listener.
Thank you, dear
listener. We appreciate your email and your input, and we will definitely talk about this on the show.
Dude, how can we expect anyone to notice our bulletins when every time we post one, Keith and the Queef post one right over top of us?
And what did that one say? Phenomenal.
Yeah, it kind of looks like pneumonia. I don't really fucking
pneumonia.
Know. Pneumonia. Pneumonia. Who
oh,
fucking knows?
Hey, you missed this one thing, Mr. Brian.
Huh.
Me being a real pompous bastard on
Were you
the solo
pompous?
Show. I just think it's not, it may not be pompous, but I think it is.
Uh-huh.
Me trying to be the critic that I, you know, back in forensics, one thing I can do, even better than trying to be funny and performing, is I can critique anybody.
Who are you
give
critiquing?
A decent critique.
Who were you critiquing?
Just a bunch of different show, podcasts, like Keith and the Girls and the Distorted View.
Keith and the Girls? Like he's got
Keith,
multiple?
I would just say Keith and the Girls, Distorted View, Nobody Likes Onions. Critiquing that against Full Metal Podcast.
Oh, cool.
I was critiquing it like that where I was saying, listen, I don't care what kind of genre of podcast you do. We've got a horror podcast and real horror. We've got us trying to be comedy, as long as Kendrick Minimum and Underground Short Bus.
I wouldn't really call us comedy.
Well, we are.
No, we're really not.
What are we then?
I would call us more of, like, adventure.
Dramedy?
We're like adventure. I mean, what other podcasts do you know have traveled through time and fought demons? I mean, get the fuck on, dude.
Okay, and before I even say this line, I just have to precursor it by saying, Brian has not heard my solo show, and thank God for that. Not, you wouldn't bitch at me for it, but you'd be bored to tears. So thank God for that. But one thing I did say,
yes,
it was our show, even though I was the fucking host. We're gonna be bringing back guests. We're gonna be bringing back just some of the old aspects while we still are.
You mean the ones that were supposed to come back for Halloween?
No, not just them. I'm just saying, not like we'll do a show with them. But, and yes, I said it on the show, soundboards, the good old soundboards will be coming back just sometime.
No, I agree.
But, and like we...
This is for you, British kid.
Feel like taking a shot.
And for Frey. There you go, Frey.
Yes.
Get that one stuck in your head
Feel
a little
like
longer.
Taking a shot.
But yes, like I said, you know, do it every once in a while. Be good to go.
Awesome. Sounds good, Lucas. Sounds good.
Okay. Now, let's go into the rest of our...
Let's go into some sports.
You want to go to that? Did you... Oh.
What?
You don't want to hear it. It'll make you a upset.
What?
The intro that you heard at the beginning.
Yes.
It was going to have the greatest trumpet.
But you didn't put the greatest trumpet on.
No, I had the greatest trumpet. I even had it stringed out at a couple places. It didn't work.
Fuck it. It just worked right there for football, so
okay.
Who cares?
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I'm just saying, because what I'm trying to, what I was trying to do with that little pile of an intro, that minute of an intro, sorry it's a minute, but fuck, if I'm spending three hours, you're wasting a minute every episode listening to it.
Yeah, fuck it.
But some reason, I was going from voicemails, and as you noticed, Steve Kane is featured in the first two. Ooh, had a weird
Is your stomach
sound.
Speaking to us?
It went,
it's fucking freaking me out, man.
I agree. The first comment you hear on the whole show, well, before Dr. Puss starts it off, and I'm trying to get in a lot of OKV members and old calls. You had Dr. Puss starting it off, then you had C-Jax rocking out, then it was Steve Kane, then it was
Pierre.
Let me just say honorary member of the OKV, Pierre. Steve Kane. Then it was, do you know Alex?
Yeah, it was doing the two drunks.
It was the two.
He's the two drunk guy.
Two drunks.
Yeah, I figured that was him.
And it actually worked out kind of well. I was actually going to make it more conceited than it already was. And I was going to interweave two drunks. But then I was like, that's gay. And I would not want to hear that every time I turn on a Two Drunks in a Podcast episode.
Yes, you can send that one to Two Drunks.
So I just kind of cut it down to like five different uses of two drunks in different places.
Yes, no, I did hear it, and everyone else heard it too by this point. We've all heard it, Lucas. We appreciate your work.
I'm just proud of that one.
Yeah, dude, we appreciate it.
I know, it's all right. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's just good. It's definitely
all
good.
I have to say, even though it's the same artist, it's a hell of a lot better than horror.
Yeah, no, you're right. And we're going to have to take some shots now. Hey, we're mid-season through football.
Play it.
We're mid-season through football, man.
Okay, let's talk.
Feel like taking a shot.
So, yeah, feel like that's taking a problem, though. We're mid-season right now, so anything can happen. So it's kind of bullshit to even try to call anything right now.
Well,
let's just try to think of some of the
big
games.
Call this. Colts, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Patriots.
In the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs.
Cowboys, playoffs.
No, not necessary. No, listen. Most likely.
They're
most
7-1.
Likely, but, no, I'm just saying. But, it all rests on this game. This week.
Against the Giants?
Yes.
I think the Giants are going to beat them.
I think so, too.
I do.
But here's the thing. It helps you either way.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, shit, we're sitting third in our division, and we're still have a better record than two of the divisional leaders in the NFC.
Right.
I mean, what the fuck?
But no, that's why you're all right. Because you're only two games away from whoever wins this game.
Yeah, true.
But here's the thing. If the Giants win, it's fantastic because that means it's a tie. It is a tie for first place of the NFC East. Now, everybody knows me being a Bills fan. I'm not a big fan of the NFC East for very good fucking reason. And here's one thing that I would like to say. Being a Bills fan through and through, bandwagon jumper, even though I had no other fandom in football other than the Bills. I became a Bills fan when they started going to the Super Bowl. But here's the thing that nobody ever talks about. We all know that in the game of football, it is a topsy-turvy sport as far as you'll have a stretch.
Did you just say topsy-turvy?
I was trying to think of a different word, but I couldn't think of it. But topsy-turvy works as far as...
If you're explaining a musical, you're talking about football, dude.
No. Wait.
Don't use such a gay...
Topsy-turvy as far as this. Back in the 90s, early 90s, when I first became a football fan with the Bills, that was the first decade, first half of the 90s. That was NFC. They were the... Fuck AFC. Yes, we had some good teams in the AFC. The Bills won every year in the AFC early 90s. But the NFC at that time was so much better. Even if I honestly could say, during this whole 4-year period, either the Giants, Redskins, or Cowboys, any of those 4 years, as much as I hate to say it, probably could have beaten the Bills each of those 4 years. Honestly, only because during the early 90s, that was NFC. What was odd was the fact that it was all NFC East.
Yeah.
That every team... The only thing people really think of during the early 90s is Dallas, for good reason, because they won 2 championships against Buffalo.
And Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irving, you name them. They had them, man.
Tony Siracusa. I mean, they had, so far, I think, off the early... There's at least 4. No, Tony Siracusa hasn't gone in yet. There's 3. It's only 3 from that team, I think. And that's the 3 you mentioned. For good reason. They were some of the best.
Dude, I know you want to sit here and talk about Dallas, but that's a goddamn last motherfucking team I want to sit here and discuss. Let's move the fuck on. I don't want to talk about the NFC.
Wait, give me a chance. Give
fuck
me a chance,
the NFC.
Because here's
fuck thing. All them goddamn
hey,
teams.
Hey, Brian, here's what I'm saying. Even if the Redskins... But that's when... You beat us. You beat the same team that Cowboys beat.
Yeah.
You beat the same team.
Okay.
So, Giants. All I'm saying is during that time, that NFC was the dominant conference. During, like, 95, even though, you know, the Dallas won and San Francisco won, both NFC... We still had some AFCs kind of scattered throughout the late part. So, nobody's really dominant the last part of the 90s. But, in 2000 and beyond, it's been AFC.
Yeah.
And I somehow really believe that somehow there is a pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, at any given time, if somehow... Let's just say, I know you hate to say it, let's just say Dallas does win. I'm just saying. Dallas does win this game that they have against the Giants,
mm-hmm.
who, I might add, are probably one of the better teams right now in the NFC.
Yeah.
Just because how great they're playing in streaks. If they beat Dallas, Dallas is done. Dallas will not make playoffs. I can guarantee it.
Hey, man, I hope you're fucking right. I hope you're right.
True. And here's where you're lucky. Because, yes, you're third right now. But that's not bad because of your record. You're 5-3, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
AFC, we have 2 of the most dominant teams in what's usually a very tough league. Are a very tough division, the AFC East. My lowly Bills are in second place at 500.
Dude, we
but,
all know this, though.
No.
You were telling
football
fans shit they already fucking know,
man.
No.
But here's the thing. Behind us, there's only 1 win. There's 4 teams in every division.
Yes. Because
Patriots
you got the Rams behind you.
Buffalo is at 500. And the 2 teams, the Miami Dolphins and the Jets.
Oh yeah, Jets.
Only have
right.
1 Dolphins. Win between both teams.
Between both teams.
It's fucking ridiculous. So, you know what? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. There's very
what
good
are
chance.
You yesing?
No, I'm yesing because what I was saying earlier about you have the Pats, you have the Colts. That is the AFC right now. That's it. That is the AFC. Buffalo, I'll give you this. If we are still playing with the same resolve, we'll win. Well, I mean, we'll lose games, but if we're playing the way we've been playing for the last 3 weeks straight with just replacement people and all this and then getting people back, we are getting a fucking wild card. There is no doubt about it in my mind. But, you know, who knows? We're not going to do anything. We'll probably lose wild card. But I'm just saying, all we have in the AFC this year, Patriots, Colts. One of them are going to knock the other one off. Whoever it is, who knows? It doesn't matter.
We don't know about that, man. There's teams coming up. Look at Pittsburgh Steelers. There are teams coming up that are going to rival.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of these fucking, and I have to say, Redskin-loving faggots.
No, wait a minute.
That
was
an incomplete sentence. Listen.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
No,
it's
listen
stay
to me.
An
please, please,
sentence.
Please. Redskin-loving faggots. Like Bram Weinstein. From, it's the Daniel Snyder Bolt ESPN station. You know Larry Michael. He's been deep within the Redskins, you know, broadcast.
Dude, I didn't know this dude told you to suck the corn out of his shit.
I mentioned that on one of the shows.
Did you?
Yeah. And naturally, that's one of the last times I've ever talked to him.
Dude, that's fucked up. I didn't know he told you to suck the corn out of his shit.
Yeah. And guess what? Now he has no friends except his girlfriend. Apparently. As far as what he says to me. Yeah, my sister gave love. He's like, what the hell? But, okay, sports.
Fuck sports.
No,
hey,
no,
here's
we,
the,
you
here's the
off,
meat
no,
of
wait,
the sports.
Wait, 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 wait,
yes.
wait, wait.
Fuck the
wait,
NFL.
Wait,
here it is.
Wait,
no, no, no,
Brian,
no, 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 no. Here's the fucking
Brian, please,
meat of it all.
Can I stop you for
no.
five? Five. I only want five.
No.
Five, and then I'm
you
done.
You just had five to talk about your legacy of the
no,
Bills.
No,
and I don't
no,
give a good goddamn. Lucas, guess what? You can eat the corn out of my
Here's
motherfucking
five
shit.
Seconds. Brian, the only reason I'm saying do you want to keep talking about sports is because... Oh, I'm sorry. Because you were the
You're
one who talked about it, and I just overhauled it with just talking about Patriots.
But there's not really anything to talk
shit,
about
but.
Sports. There's really not much to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of college
Adrian
football
Peterson.
Coming
Peterson.
Fuck Adrian Peterson. Fuck the same old ESPN
okay.
bullshit.
No, then please
you know
give... That's why you
Adrian
can't
Peterson,
say fuck sports, because I want you now...
Adrian
wait.
Peterson, suck my dick, because you're not on my fantasy football team, so fuck you. And you know what? Fuck Ronnie Brown, you motherfucker, for fucking up so many people's fantasy football
oh,
teams.
Oh, and Adrian Peterson, I would like to say fuck you for having the same name as a third string... running back from Chicago when, oh shit, I thought I found a steal in the 17th round of the draft. Oh look, there's Adrian Peterson. I didn't think Chicago drafted him. Well, his name's Adrian Peterson. Okay, I'll draft him.
You're fucking
I was that retarded for my first three drafts. I have Adrian Peterson from Chicago, who has scored no touchdowns.
What is your record, man?
Okay. I'm 4-5 in the Dusty League.
Holy shit, dude.
He is 8-1.
That's what I'm setting at, 8-1.
He's amazing right now. He is number one in the 10-drink minimum league.
Yeah, I'm number one in my league.
I am last place at work. I've won one game. But I do have to say this. I won one game with my two starting running backs being Steven Jackson and Larry Johnson. And with that, I'd like to say fuck you, Steven Jackson, Larry Johnson. Hope you and your mothers and your father and even your kids all get cancer and die within the next 15 days.
That's pretty fucking painful, dude.
No, fuck that. Those are, like, top five picks.
There it is.
What?
There's that 8-1 monster squad.
Okay, let me look. Okay. Oh, nice quarterback, naturally, even though Tom Brady.
But who can get Tom Brady?
No. But I'm saying, but still. Yeah, babe.
But you know what?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about Tom.
Tom Brady is a dick when you play his team.
I agree.
On a bye week.
I agree.
Which no, I think is what you. I'm doing
fuck
right
you.
Now.
Fuck you. I don't want to play him on a bye week. Okay. Dwayne Bowe. Very good free agent pick.
Fuck yeah, you're goddamn right. I've had to pick that.
Brandon Marshall. You know what? Hey, look at me. Better than Dwayne Bowe. No. Listen to what I'm saying. He's not better than Dwayne Bowe as far as production, but that's a better pick. As far as he is the only
Well, you
Denver.
Can see some of the wide receivers I've had to get rid of. I had Nate Burleson,
no,
Antoine Randwell.
I'm going to Santana Moss. Steve Smith, you know what? I'd trade him. I would try, or at least
these motherfuckers won't trade shit.
I'm just saying, sticking with him, you're still fine. I mean, you'll get the yards. Maybe not as many touchdowns you'd like, but
he's got more touchdowns than anyone on my team right now, except Peyton.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on, Steve
Smith, 6 touchdowns, man.
Oh shit, you're right.
He's fucking. He's got more points than any of my wide receivers.
Yeah.
He's fucking been rocking other than last week.
I must say,
last week he dicked me.
Never mind. No. Never mind what I'm saying. Hey.
But that was last week. He got me like 1 or 0 points.
Yeah, but I do have to say, I apologize because this is the first year that I've not had Steve Smith in any of my
leagues. And then you take out, check out the running back.
Marshawn, everybody, if you have some kind of trade potential,
you better pick up Marshawn Lynch.
If you're in a keeper league, get rid of your second best veteran running back for Marshawn Lynch.
This is the people that everyone should have picked up when everyone was bitching about Ronnie Brown, because look what happened. Notice I didn't have Ronnie Brown on my team.
No, you want to know
I went
what?
With Marshawn.
In my keeper league that I have an ESPN, want to know what the number one draft pick of last year was?
What?
Marshawn Lynch. You know why? Lynch. Because I was the number one draft pick because I sucked ass last year. Because
hey,
I had
him,
no...
Look at him this year, though.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm running Willis McGahee because I got Lamont Jordan setting the bench because Chicago's defense might eat him up. I'm kind of worried.
Wait, who's...
Willis McGahee's got Cincinnati,
dude,
man.
Dude, wait, listen. Here's where you're good. Keep in mind, that's when Marshawn... facing Cincinnati last week. That's when Marshawn finally busted for 157
yards. I know, that's what I'm hoping for with Willis.
And you want to know why you're going to get that with Willis? Because Baltimore is going to win that game. And the reason is, I don't know if Chad Johnson's going to be back for this game.
No, I felt...
Because, let me tell you, Dante Whitner... Fuck that motherfucker up.
Hey, after listening to...
I hate to see it.
But after listening to Ray Lewis, man, I have a feeling that the Ravens are going to come out on top of Cincinnati this week.
I don't.
You just sat here and said you thought Baltimore was going to beat Cincinnati.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I thought you went the other way. Wait, even though you said Ray Lewis. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay, yeah.
No. I apologize.
Cincinnati's down,
but
dude.
Here's one thing you're guaranteed.
What?
You're not going to shut him, or they're not going to shut him out. You want to know why?
Oh, yeah.
Because TJ Husmandzadeh is going to score. And you know what? I would put a bet. Brian, do you want to make a friendly wager? You have more to gain out of it than I, or we both have the same amount to gain.
What am I betting?
Wait, let me just say. It's only a $3 bet. A weird number.
See?
$3 bet.
See?
Wait, one second.
Look, no.
Let me finish my thought if I could. One second.
What is it?
A $3 bet, okay?
Okay, for what?
I'm going to bet just because he was the only one positive on their team last week against the Bills. You shut them down.
Yeah.
But I am going to bet that he is going to finish out the season getting a touchdown in every single game.
Who?
TJ Husmandzada.
Oh, I'm not going to argue that. No. I've got him in another league.
You don't have to argue. It's just a $3 bet.
Well, why would I bet against you if I agree with you? That would be really stupid of me.
No, it's not a stupid thing.
To think Husmandzada for Cincinnati is going to get a touchdown from Carson Palmer every game. They got two wins. But Husmandzada is going to get a touchdown every fucking game.
Keep in mind how many times Chad Johnson won't do shit this week.
He's not right
this week. But I'm just saying, you also have to understand that some game down this stretch, he may rely more on who I just mentioned.
Yeah. I don't know.
Chad Johnson? Yeah, Husmandzada. Johnson. He will spend more time on him just because everybody knows they'll be looking for, the one touchdown. See?
Look.
What?
The one week I finally have to play him. Is that not fucking... But look at this dude's record. I mean, he's got... He didn't do anything else with his team. He let them get what he wanted.
Gotta worry about that. That you do not have to worry about.
That I don't have to worry about either.
Nope.
He's not up to full par. He's just now playing.
I know yards wise,
but I'm saying injury wise. He's just now up to par.
I understand that, but even with that, dude, he's still been and he's going to play this week.
He's going to play.
What I'm saying is, even with his injury, he's been 46% of the Eagles' offense. Of the Eagles' touches.
Yes.
He's been almost 50%.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look, you know what? I did not run Sean Swisham last week as my kicker.
Do you see that?
His defense is New England.
No.
Not by.
Exactly.
He's fucked. This dude has no chance. I'm going to go 9-1. Monster Squad is rolling, man.
Sean Swisham, very good pick.
Fuck yeah, dude. No one wants him.
I play the homer rule, same as you do, and I know, we both do.
You take your home players.
Only on certain situations where I know they're more capable.
Like with the Redskins, they're more capable of kicking field goals than scoring touchdowns.
If I can get Lindell, the Buffalo kicker, in the last round, I'll get him. If he's already taken... Get somebody else, but then I'll be always looking on the waiver wire for that week to get him. But Swisham is actually a better chance. I don't know if he's a better kicker. I know Lindell has a better record for kicking, but who knows who's a better kicker. But that's a good one because of their trouble getting into the
At that. We went 17-3 and came all the way. They didn't score shit, and we came all the way back with field goals, dude, and one touchdown.
I was halfway through when I was watching our game because it was finally on TV.
Yeah, on TV. I'm so
happy.
It's true.
And I saw that the Jets were kicking the shit out of you. I was like, no.
Yeah, so everyone's like, ooh, you guys barely beat them. But the thing is,
that.
The thing is, the Redskins came back, which is something they never do.
I agree.
They never can come
back.
When they're down that much, that should have been it.
But see, I agree. That is a very good indication because we've only had to do that a couple times. But that is a really good indication as far as how much you're going to get out of your team.
Yeah.
If you're down. If you're down, I don't know, about 10, 15 points, something around there, a lot of teams would actually just quit. I don't blame them. I mean, it's especially if you, let me just use the example I just did, okay? 15 points. Yeah, technically that could be two scoring drives. You can either do two touchdowns and two two-point conversions, or touchdown, field goal, and then a touchdown, two-point conversion. Yeah, you could do that, but most likely you're going to go touchdown, kick your one-pointer, touchdown, kick your one-pointer, and then try to get
and
that
then just groom your nutsack
and run the fuck back and kick a field goal.
That's right.
that's what you're going to try. But I don't know. Lucas. I mean, okay. One thing I do want to mention, we mentioned a little bit, but I do want to give props and kind of unprops, if I can make a word, to the Vikings. For the same reason I think you and I have mentioned before.
They did quite a bit of a turnaround there.
No.
And who's
going to
be
ODB? That's not what I'm talking about. Yes, they made a turnaround, and yes, Adrian Peterson, he is the rookie of the year. I'm sorry. It's only half the year. Who knows what
Marshawn can do, but you're right.
He is at least the offensive rookie of the year, and I give him
Who's facing ODB? Look at our time. They're telling us to get out of here. They're telling us we need to move on. So we got to figure out who's fighting ODB tonight. Who should we throw in there?
Mike Ballard.
Wow. Mike. You mean Mike Awesome?
No, I mean Mike Ballard. Full of shit.
Who's Mike Ballard?
Guitar licks.
Who's Mike Ballard?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're not a two guys from Brain. That's Mike from Underground Short Bus.
So I said Mike Awesome, and you're like, No.
No, I'm sticking with Mike Ballard.
Okay, well, his name is still Mike Awesome.
Because that's his name on most other podcasts that he calls into.
All right.
Even though he doesn't go by it on the show.
So he's going to go against ODB?
Yes.
I don't even know where ODB's magical dice jar is. Who are you rolling for?
You have to roll for ODB.
Yes, that's true.
Because I can't.
That's true. All right, I'm rolling for ODB. He's the champ. So he wants Mike to go first.
Okay.
We have no music for it, so we're going to...
No, wait. Just play one of my crappy little songs. Play one of my crappy little instrumentals.
And I was going to do that, but actually I had I thought of something else, but I don't see it now.
Hey, wait, go up. Play Sunny Day.
Don't work.
Hello?
Yeah,
there we go. Crazy fucker. That doesn't work, Lucas. So let's do, yeah, we'll do one of your crazy little songs.
Yeah, just play the first one. Oh, that's fine. Here's Mike.
Excuse us for our lack of Thunderdome music.
11
for Mike Awesome. And ODB, the reigning champ ODB, rolls 4-2-2.
Yep.
8. Not good.
Even though I must say I did steal a couple parts of this little mix from my clean-ass roommate, who I hate because he stole my cool roommate like $300 back in the later.
Son of a bitch.
Mike rolls a 6. 4-1. 11.
11? Wow, he's sitting at 22. That's a pretty rough one, ODB. Wow, 6-6-3.
Ooh. What's the score with Mike's last roll?
23, ODB. 22, Mike Awesome.
5-6-6. Dude, look at it. 29.
That's true.
Wait, no, that's a 17. Sorry.
That's 17. That's 39 for Mike Awesome. 6-6-1.
That's a loser.
13. 36-39, Mike Awesome.
And so, while this music plays, just let it run out while I sing. In turn for Kevin. Mike Ballard! Full of shit. And guitar licks. Mike Ballard! The great Mike Ballard. Got a pocket full of baby. Oh wait, got a belly full of baby.
Dude, I definitely grew out of your song.
Okay. can now we finish the episode. I think I'm gonna play. I'm gonna put some Carver in here. Funeral Parlor. We're gonna put Funeral Parlor in here. Enjoy this song, people.
Doesn't speak.